Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
And a large black coffee.
A what?
Large black coffee.
Do you mean a venti?
No, I mean a large.
He means a venti. Yeah, the biggest one you got. A venti is large.
No, venti is 20.
Danny.
Yeah, large is large. In fact, tall is large, and grande is Spanish for large. Venti's the only one that doesn't mean large. It's also the only one that's Italian. Congratulations, you're stupid in three languages.
I love him.
Oh, he's so good. Yeah.
You know, I said I was all done, like, watching, you know, the comic book movies, but he did Ant-Man, and there's three of them. The first two are friggin' hilarious because of him.
Yeah.
And I just really, I really just enjoy him.
I just never started watching the Marvel movies, but I do like him.
Well,
I'm sure he's good as
after
Ant-Man.
After a while, I got, like, totally lost, and I'm kind of done with it. But
there's a new one every friggin' week.
Yeah. And you
like
know what?
Every friggin' week, it's another Marvel friggin' movie. Jesus Christ.
But I'm not going to lie to you, Greg. I know nobody listens to this segment. I wouldn't mind going and seeing the latest one with Dakota Johnson.
I love how
I don't
says,
even don't
nobody
even care.
Listens to this
I
segment.
Don't even care if there's
Dakota,
volume
she
or
was
not.
In 50 Shades of Grey. Is that
yes,
the one?
Yeah.
I get
she's
her and the
so
other
cute.
Girl, Kristen
Stewart.
Stewart? Confused.
Oh, no.
No.
I think they're both beautiful.
Yes.
They're both beautiful. I love Dakota Johnson because she went on Ellen and called her out.
Yeah.
Which I thought was just awesome. That was the beginning of the end. Yeah, actually. I don't think it was intended to be the beginning of the end. She was on the... Did you ever see that, Laura?
No.
So she goes on the show, and Ellen calls her out for not inviting her. Like, she tries to make a bit out of Dakota Johnson had a birthday party, and Ellen wasn't invited. And then Dakota says that, I'm going to paraphrase it, so I might get a little bit, basically called her out and said, that is not true, and you know it's not true. I talked to your assistant. I invited you, and you didn't come. And Ellen's face just went woof. Because I
was
never,
that the start of the end of when people were like, "She's
yeah." That's what he said. The beginning of the end. Yeah.
And
yeah.
People have always said that Dakota is a very pretty honest woman.
Yeah.
That she's like a no BS type girl, and she was being honest, going, "No, I invited you. You didn't come."
Yeah, I talked to your assistant. It was something blatant like that that she couldn't run from. And I did not know, you know, I was always a fan of Ellen, right? Somebody who does all that positive stuff. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool. And then I started to hear these trickles about how difficult and bad working there was. And I actually have a friend whose daughter worked there. And I was talking to her one day and she said, oh, my God, it is hell on earth. And I'm like, how can that be with someone so nice? And I was drinking the juice. And apparently then I talked to some other people that I know, and it was the worst kept secret in Hollywood that there are a lot of people didn't want to work with her because she was so difficult and, you know, doing those kind of things and never knew. And then the wheels came off the bus and then she decided to retire. You know, and again, you can't knock all the good work she did.
Yep.
Can't knock that. But I was just kind of disappointed because, God, I fell for it.
Yeah, so she
and
is
girls,
in hiding still?
The girls loved her.
I think she, I don't know if she's in hiding, Laura. I just think that she did enough in front of the camera.
I think she's kind of
just living life. Yeah. You know, I mean, she was a funny stand-up, man. And if you ever saw, like, Ellen DeGeneres' early stand-up, it's funny.
Oh, she's wicked funny. When she was hosting the award show, she was a blast.
Yeah, very, very funny.
There's a special out about the American Gladiators.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever the hot guy was, I don't know if his name was Zappa or whatever, but he did two episodes of the
Laser.
Ellen show.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know.
Two episodes of the Ellen show, and he was her boyfriend. And he said, I've never laughed so hard. Doing something. He said she was absolutely brilliant and so much fun to work with doing that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, look, like, you remember when Rosie O'Donnell had a talk show and she was the queen of nice?
Yep.
That mask came off. It's an impossible image to uphold.
You can't.
It's an impossible image to uphold because if you have a show where you're being nice all the time, God forbid somebody sees you not be nice in public because then you're the devil. You know what I mean? So it's you can only do that for so long before the some sort of backlash.
We had a pretty busy week this week, but I forgot to tell you, this past weekend, Sadie went to New York City and saw a play. And starring in the play was Sarah Paulson.
Mm-hmm.
So Sadie loves
that.
Her. So she got to meet her. And then as
she's in all the American Horror Story
Sadie loves her.
Yeah.
Also,
she played Marcia Clark in the O.J. Simpson trial.
Elle Fanning. So she, while she's meeting Sadie, Sadie got hit in the head with something because somebody was being obnoxious. She grabbed Sadie and goes, come here, please, and took her away from everybody and chatted with her for like a minute.
Yeah.
And felt bad that Sadie, sitting behind Sadie, she didn't take a photo because she was nervous, Scarlett Johansson.
Really?
With her boyfriend.
Colin Jost.
From Saturday Night Live.
Colin Jost.
I said, I'm not familiar with
Colin Jost.
It's the guy from Saturday Night.
He said it four times, Colin Jost.
Fucking Jost.
He had to leave right after because it was Saturday night and he had to go to work and everything. But she was like, it was so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, when you go to a Broadway, when we went and saw Hamilton, right? Caitlin and Emily, and it was not the first cast. It wasn't, what's his name? You know, Lin-Manuel Miranda, but it was, you know, a secondary cast, but it didn't matter. And I said, you know, do you want to meet them? You know, and she thought, Dad, don't do anything. I'm like, no, they actually come out and they meet people on the side of the stage. They're very nice. They come out and they meet their fans. And Emily and Kate didn't want to do it. I'm like, come on, let's just go over. They're going to be right there.
Yeah.
They love it. It's not an imposition.
No. Nope.
And they went over and they met him, and it was really cool. And then we walked down the road and out came Michael Douglas's wife, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she came out. I'm like, there's Catherine Zeta-Jones. Yeah, right. So what's your best celebrity encounter other than Michael McDonald's bus driver outside of the radio station? Did you ever just walk in some place and all of a sudden run into someone famous?
Probably like legit taking famous. A leak next to Sly Stallone.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, that was pretty cool. Just
He's about your height.
He is a small guy.
He's a small guy.
Yeah, his security guards weren't. I'll tell you that. They were. Yep.
Yeah. None of it was by chance. You know, it was, I sat on the bus with George Bush, who would become president, for an hour, driving from the seacoast to Manchester. He was pretty chill. Definitely a guy you'd want to just have a beer with.
Yeah.
But that was, you know, that was my job.
Isn't it funny when you see people like that are really nice people, and you wish America could see that side of these politicians? Because sometimes they don't. Mm. You know, like Bob Dole. I wasn't like a big fan of Bob Dole, but I didn't dislike the guy.
Yeah.
But then you watch him just be normal if you're ever in a situation. And he's like, wow, he's the nicest guy.
Well, that was the strength of GW, though. That,
he
was kind of known as the guy you could hang with.
Yeah, right. Do you ever have a unexpected famous encounter? You're
not,
like, holy crap, look who just walked in.
Nothing unexpected, no.
Yeah.
I sat after a golf tournament. Carl and I were sitting down, looking around, and all of a sudden, we just sat down with a bunch of guys who are a little older, and all of a sudden, I realized, like 10 minutes in, I go, well, that's Rick Middleton.
Yeah,
you
nifty.
Know?
Like, yeah. Shoot. Cool guy.
Yeah.
Cool guy.
And I had met him before at the station, and I didn't recognize him. He had a hat on. And we just, we chit-chat and stuff. No hockey ever came up. We didn't say I knew he was Rick Middleton, but we had a nice lunch.
When I was in the fourth grade, I was into politics, believe it or not. I was paying attention, and all these candidates were coming around to my town. And Paul McCluskey, this guy, I'll never forget it, came to town, and I went and saw him, and I was in the fourth grade. It was kind of like doing like a book report or something. So I'm standing there, and who's standing next to me but Paul Newman? Like, whoa, legit, Paul Newman, cool hand.
That's something.
And I'm sitting there, and I look up at him, and I'm a fourth grader. And I said, Mr. Newman, do you think I could have your autograph? You know, I didn't expect it, you know. I didn't even have anything for him to sign.
He said, fuck off, kid. Why don't you go eat a bowl of dicks, kid? Out the door he went. That was my time.
And I said, is there a bowl of dicks around here?
I guess.
I didn't know they had them.
I guess there's an option of eating a bowl of dicks.
No, he was very kind. He put his hands on both my shoulders, and he came right down and looked at me, and he's like, you know, son, I would love to sign an autograph for you, but he goes, if I sign an autograph for you, I'm going to have to sign one for everybody in this room. And I'm looking at him, Now, his nose is probably like 10 inches from me.
You met Paul Newman.
He's got ice blue eyes. You remember how Andy's eyes were like that?
Yeah, Paul Newman.
Paul Newman has ice blue eyes. And he and I said, I totally understand, sir. I totally understand. I just said, sir. And he tossed my hair. He's like, he goes, that
Paul Newman tossed your hair.
That's
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
You ever been to a bathhouse, kid?
Have you ever seen a grown man naked? No, he was really, really nice. I was on Hollywood Boulevard, and I ran into the guy who played Quato, the guy who had the Quato come out of his stomach, that guy, who always been in a million movies. I saw him, and who else was I? Well, Bruce Jenner, when Bruce was not Caitlin.
Yep.
We walked right past him, and Scotty was the guy that said, that's Bruce Jenner. And I'm like, get out of here. And we went back and saw Bruce Jenner.
Yep.
You know? Were you with us when we... I know you were on the trip. I don't know if you were on the escalator with us.
But I didn't know who Bruce Jenner was.
She didn't give a shit. She was just there to gamble and work.
Yeah, right. And as far as running into somebody unexpected... Oh, James Taylor at L.L. Bean, which I've told many times. But and Scotty, anybody for you? I mean...
Just musicians, more or less.
Yeah, but I mean, unexpectedly, you're somewhere like your daughters were, and holy crap, look who's sitting behind us.
Oh, well, who was the producer we ran into quickly, very quickly, in New York City going into MTV.
Martin Scorsese.
Yeah.
Just Marty. Yeah. Just Marty Scorsese.
And you yelled Marty.
Yeah. Yelled Marty.
Did he acknowledge?
He waved. He did. Yeah, he waved. I said, Marty! And he turned, and we were about 20 yards from the escalator, and he was walking up. He just was riding up the escalator, and he yelled Marty. He looked at me. He was all alone, too, you know?
I ran into Bam Bam Bigelow, Greg, at CVS in Rochester.
Yeah.
That night, they were wrestling at Spalding High School, and I was pretty excited. He was fucking rude.
Really?
He was, really?
Bam Bam Bigelow was rude.
But I love him because he was just, whatever, kid, okay?
You could have run.
I got to get some condoms and some water.
You could have run into Triple H.
Well, I mean, I saw him.
Yeah.
But
didn't want to interrupt him.
Yeah.
I've done that too.
Yeah, same thing with Adam Sandler. I see him all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
So when you see Adam Sandler.
Yep.
Do you tell us?
No. But sometimes I have.
Yeah. I know he was at the school there. And
right, and that's I always see him. So obviously I know where his mom lives, and my kid goes to Webster, and that's where Adam went.
Yeah.
So he loves playing so he'll be walking from his mom's house to the school to go play basketball all the time. And that's where I see him, just walking in the neighborhood.
It's funny, so many people, like especially people like in management, like, 'cause they don't get it. Management doesn't get it. They don't get what we do, right? Anybody who hasn't done what we do doesn't get it. Okay? No offense. Even in the business I'm talking about.
What do we do?
Where they're like, host the show and do what we do, right? How we meet people, how we reach out to people, how we get people on the show. They don't get it. They think that when we hear that Adam Sandler's in town, that we should get him on the air.
You could automatically get him on
the air. Yeah, I'm like, the man is home.
Well, that's why I don't like...
We don't do that.
Yeah, right? And when I drive by him, I might come in here and say, oh, Adam's in town, because I see him. But
we hear it all the time.
But I would never... Yeah, no.
I would never call his family or friends or anything.
But just like anybody else, when I am driving down the road and I give you a wave because you're walking in my neighborhood,
right?
I'll give him a wave, not like fan, but I wave to anybody walking in the neighborhood.
But you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. There's people who don't do it. They're like, well, let's reach out and get him up. I'm like, no, man, the guy's home. He's on vacation. Leave him alone. Scotty doesn't like it when people, you know, try to make a celebrity out of him and bug him.
I want to leave a majority of people alone except one. That would be Stephen King. Stephen King, I think, is the one guy that at this point in my life, if I ran into, I'd be just like, could you call in?
Stephen King has box seats to the Red Sox games, right? He's at a lot of Red Sox games. I went to the station's box seats, right? Which are one section behind where Stephen King sits. I see him. He's getting up. He's walking out, and I'm walking right at him. And I'm looking at him, and he's kind of just, he's got his hat on. He had a book in his hand. And he walks, and I am now in directly behind him. If I put my hand out, I'm going to touch his back, right? And I'm thinking like, and he's turning sideways so I can see his face, and I'm looking at him and I'm like, do I say something? Do I say, even just, Stephen, I'm a big fan. You know what I mean? Yeah. Not to get him on the show or any of that. I would never do that. But I chose not to say anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said anything.
You know who else I did that to? This is a random one. Ted friggin' Williams. I walked into a suite at the racetrack.
Oh, I remember this. And he was.
Yeah. And there's the splendid Splinter. standing there, and I look up. Game. I turn up, and I look at him, and he looks at me, and he smiles.
Yeah.
All I had to do was put my hand out, and I would have shaken the hand of Ted Williams. Froze.
But you had a moment.
Yeah, I did have a moment. I did. I was like, oh, man, it was crazy.
And the Stephen King, how many, you know, thousands of people every year have that, you know, they're right there with Stephen King. Yeah, he just probably wants to be left alone.
To me, it's like anybody sports-wise, I don't care.
But he did.
But like when it comes to Stephen King, I would be like, come on.
He did look at me and stared, looked at me and smiled, and I'm like,
you had a moment
to put my hand out
That's
and go, wow, you know, and I didn't do it. One of my biggest regrets as far as just shake the hand of a guy that's probably one of the greatest that ever played the sport, you know, so.
The greatest hitter that ever lived, Greg.
Yeah, okay, all right. But yeah, I don't want to bother people when they're doing their own thing, if they're home with their family or anything like that.
You got to go to the grocery store.
I know.
Yeah,
you don't just go to the grocery store. You've got to prepare, Scott.
Yeah.
Okay? You got to know where the deals are, and you got to know how to save your money so you can stretch your dollar as far as it'll go, Scott.
Cooking on a budget. Yes, indeed, if you're cooking on a budget. Now, Laura says that full price, that's just for fools. Because Laura Boyce believes that saving you money is cool.
Shoppers, hello, welcome to the market. Yeah, you definitely want to stretch your dollar here, shoppers. We got a lot of opportunities for you to stretch your dollar, just like my scrotum is stretched now that I hit 60. You know, the boys never used to touch the water, I'll be honest with you, kids, but holy crap, when you hit the 6-0, man, whew, you're going for a dip every time you sit down, kids. So just know that's coming down the pike, all right? Snot-nosed little bastards, welcome to the market. I'd like you to say a special hello. Aisle number 5 is one of our longtime employees. He is the current record holder for the bologna slicing. He's cut all 7 of his fingers. He's only got 7 left, shoppers, but Kelly Brown is working down at the deli at the end of aisle 7. Yeah. Just stop on by and say, Kelly, he'll cut you meat. Speaking of meat, ladies and gentlemen, in the meat room today, he's subbing for Phyllis, who's out with chlamydia. Scott McMullen, great kid out of Barrington, second-year associate shoppers. He's slapping his meat in the meat room, so stop on by and say hello to Scotty. He'll help you out. And down at the end of aisle 7, near the frozen food aisle, but we don't keep her in there because it's just too damn cold. Here in the store, we got the coldest section. There's no dairy section colder than our shoppers. Stop on by and see Laura Boyce, who's got today's cooking on a budget, shoppers.
Okay, Greg, we'll start with you. As always, food sale of the week. Tillamook ice cream.
Woo!
Back at $4.49 at Market Basket starting on Sunday. Shaw's has it for $4.99, but save yourself that 51 cents or 50 cents and head on over to Market Basket.
Okay.
I know you like your Tillamook.
I do.
I know you don't eat a lot of cheeses, but Tillamook has their cheeses too. Have you tried their cheddar and stuff?
I haven't. I will say that right now the cheese draw in our fridge is absolutely completely full. This is the first draw, right? This big. How much cheese do we need?
Oh, you come over my house.
Wow.
I have mozzarella, provolone, and I have all my shredded cheeses.
My wife started getting the wider shredded cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen those? Mm-hmm. Not like the thin, like wider? That's what we're doing.
Yeah, cool.
Whatever.
Okay, Kelly, your beer sales of the week at Market Basket. You have your Woodchuck, your Shed, Smutty Nose, and Tuckerman, $14.99 starting on Sunday.
Tuckerman.
Roadkill, Sweet of the Week. Head over to Market Basket on Sunday. Boston Coffee Cake, $6.99. And they have it now. They have a cinnamon walnut. They have an apple cinnamon, a blueberry, a marble. They have all those flavors. So, yeah, get that at Market Basket. And Kayla's Picky Food Sale of the Week at Market Basket. They do. I know Roadkill now goes to a fancy Market Basket that has that whole, you know, they have so many different foods.
In the middle.
Yeah, so calzones, if you want a good calzone, Market Basket has really great pizzas and calzones at great prices, $5.29 a pound. They have Italian, pepperoni, chicken, broccoli, which is one of my favorites. They have a chicken parm, a buffalo chicken, a meatball, and a steak and cheese.
Oh my God.
So if you don't want to cook for yourself, have Market Basket do it for you because that's a great deal. Hannaford, your sales end on Saturday. Now, because these sales end on Saturday, this was a lot of the stuff that they put on sale because of the Valentine's Day. So you can get your bone-in strip steak at $6.99 a pound. They also have sea scallops, only $11.99 a pound. I had five of them last night. They were big and juicy. I had a garlic brown butter that I seared them in. I love scallops. Bone-in drumsticks, thighs, or whole chicken, 99 cents a pound. Red seedless grapes, $1.99 a pound. Gold sweet potatoes or sweet onions, 79 cents a pound. California Pizza Kitchen or DiGiorno Pizza. Greg, I know you like your frozen pizzas. They are at $4.99. Nabisco family size Oreo cookies, 2 for $7. Lobster tail. Greg, you love your lobster. If you just want the tail fresh, $6.99 at Hannaford.
Big fan of the tail. Chasing tail, too, back
Dude,
in the day.
You know what? Just buy
Do you prefer the tail?
Yes, I do. I'm a tail, yeah.
But $6.99, that's not bad.
No, it's really good. They did that really for the
Valentine's, you know, so it's...
You get two tails, that's a meal.
Oh. Right? Right, and that's there. A good price.
It really is. All right.
Okay. Lamb loin chop, $6.99 a pound. Angus whole beef tenderloin steak, $16.99 a pound. Their filet mignons were $19.99 a pound for this week for the Valentine's Day. All natural ground chicken, 2 for $6, and your Hannaford sliced bacon, 2 for $7. Now we'll head over to Aldi, where your sales begin on Wednesday, or began yesterday, Wednesday. Navel oranges, $2.39 for the 4-pound bag. Sliced white mushrooms, 95 cents. Granny Smith apples, $2.89 for the 3-pound bag. Kiwi fruit, $3.99 for a 2-pound bag. Spaghetti or butternut squash, 65 cents a pound, which is a great deal. I love butternut squash, and I love spaghetti squash.
Who doesn't like butternut squash?
Or spaghetti squash.
Oh, my squash. I love them both.
Roto does not like any squashes. So good. Family pack chicken tenderloins, $2.29 a pound. Sockeye salmon, $11.99 a pound. And your seasoned lamb leg steaks, $7.99 a pound. Now we'll head over to Shaw's, and our sales start there on Friday. The 4U sale, where you need the app. Your boneless chicken breast or thighs, $2.47 a pound. Cuties, $2.97. Fresh haddock filet or cooked shrimp, $8.97 a pound. Hormel Black Label bacon or Hatfield, $4.97. Sargento shredded cheese or balance breaks. I think you eat those, right, Roquel? They're your little balance breaks. $1.97 at Shaw's. Kellogg's cereal, Kellogg's Pop-Tart or Nutri-Grain bars, only $1.97. Gatorade 18-pack, Coca-Cola or Pepsi 12-packs, and your Propel 18-packs, only $9.97. These are all limited items, too. Scott paper towels and Scott bath tissue, $15.97. And your Budweiser, Bud Light, Miller Lite, Coors Light, 18 packs on sale for $11.99. It's that $5 digital rebate that you get with that. Other deals there at Shaw's, your avocados, navel, Caracara oranges, or red or white grapefruit, only $10 for $10. Sorry, I had a little misprint in there.
It's a dollar each.
Yep.
Good job, Kelly.
Likes her grapefruit, so I wish you would go to Shaw's more and get deals.
I used to like his mom's grapefruit.
That's real grapefruit, or that's the...
Yeah,
real grapefruit. Oh, I got the jugs already pre-sliced. I ain't doing that crap with the grapefruit.
You don't fix
the
grapefruit for her?
Oh, my friggin' God. I got to get to work.
You know what? Every morning when you're talking about fixing your grapefruit, I thought you cut the grapefruit for you.
Are you kidding me? I ain't doing that.
Everything mom does for you, you can't fix her grapefruit, and you do it the night before you go to bed.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mom yells at him.
I'm sure she she might. We've had to do that in emergency, but she still prefers the stuff that's already chopped up. I'm not going to sit there and do the individual. Are you kidding?
Okay.
No.
Okay. Fresh boneless pork loin or pork tenderloin, $2.99 a pound. Hood ice cream or novelties, 2 for $6. Your free refreshed spring water, 24 packs, $2.77. Progresso soups, buy two, get two free. And your Lay kettle chips, Ruffles, Tostitos, and Doritos, $2.49. Must buy three, limit you to three. Head over to Market Basket, where your sales start on Sunday. Chicken breast, only $1.99 a pound. Bottom round roast, $3.99 a pound. Sliced bacon there, 2 for $6. Seedless navel oranges, $5.99 for the 5-pound bag. Thin and trim ham, $3.99 a pound, so you're saving $2 on the ham. They have cooked, honey-baked, cherrywood, Virginia, and Black Forest. And your Jennie-O turkey breast, only $4.99 a pound, saving $1 a pound coming up next week. And the honey smoked or oven roasted. Go-Gurt squeeze yogurt, 2 for $4. Tillamook ice cream, like I mentioned, was $4.49. Cauliflower, only $2.99. Brussels sprouts, $1.99 a pound. Jimmy Dean 4-pack sandwiches, Kelly. Your mom likes this Jimmy Dean sandwiches?
Yeah, I get the Jimmy Dean breakfast bowls.
Oh, okay.
I might try some of those for her as well. I don't know.
Well, the sandwiches, the 4-pack of sandwiches on sale at Market Basket, $5.99. They have ham and cheese croissant. They have sausage, egg, and cheese croissant. They have it on a biscuit and an English muffin. Right. So your choice. Ground turkey, $3.99 for the regular and the Italian. And Simply Potatoes hash browns, 2 for $5. Cooking this week, it was Super Bowl Sunday. I made pulled sweet and spicy barbecue chicken taquitos. That recipe is up there. And I did crock pot ribs, St. Louis ribs, because they were on sale at Shaw's last week. And those recipes are up at morningbuzz.com.
Here you go, Shaw's. You head on out. You head on out right now and you start your grocery.
I'm going to.
All right. We will See you all
shortly.
Tomorrow morning, 5:30. All right, we'll be here early. All right, if you're not going to make it, let us know. Okay, I just don't want to start the show and not know you're there.
We've been waiting.
Okay. Have a great day. A great night. And don't take any shit from anybody. Okay?
Amen.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.